Hello, my name is Cédric Dottinger. I'm part of the organization of the Brussels Beer Festival in Brussels. We are clearly the biggest craft beer festival in Brussels, meaning that our main 2 points are that we are only focusing on craft breweries. So no industrial, no big groups, not this kind of beer, only brewers from abroad, from Belgium, from Brussels. And we are the biggest, meaning that we have around 60 breweries coming for the festival.
What qualifies somebody to be a craft brewery?
It has to be independent, it has to brew its own beer, because sometimes it's not the case. And we have to have this kind of affinity, knowledge about who are the brewers, and they are coming to pour the beer. So they are not students, no people, just there to, you know, pour beer. The brewers are coming with their beer directly to the festival.
So the principal people, the brewers, will be at the festival pouring the beer for the people.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
And so they have all the information, they can talk with the people,
yeah,
and so on. And this is going to be at the Gare Maritime?
No, the Brussels Beer Fest will happen at Tour et Taxi in the Shed 1, which is actually just next to the Eat Festival. And this year, it's a new thing. We are joining our forces together because our both festivals are taking place in the same time, meaning that there is a connection between, of course, craft quality beer and gastronomy, culinary art. And so we are joining our forces together.
So somebody can come to both festivals, though one is longer than the other. One is 4 days and one is 2 days, but definitely the weekend, both everybody will be there.
Yes, exactly. So our festival is happening on the weekend. And actually, if you buy a ticket to enter, for instance, the Eat Festival or the Brussels Beer Fest, you get a reduction to go to the other festival. So the goal is to make that kind of connection. People can definitely go from one place to another to enjoy your craft beer and then to eat something, for instance, or the contrary, yes.
And there's also going to be beer available at Eat Festival.
Yes, so that's a novelty. We will have like a Brussels craft hub at the Eat Festival, meaning that the brewers from Brussels will also be there to pour their beer to the public of the Eat Festival, yeah.
Okay, and this is the 30th of September and the 1st of October.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
Hello, my name is Jeroen Roppe and I am Visit Brussels spokesperson.
Okay, now this is about the Eat Festival, which is going to be from the 28th of September to the 1st of October. What is the Eat Festival?
Eat Festival is a 4 days festival at Tour and Taxis in the beautiful Gare Maritime. And it is a festival where you can eat and drink as much as you want. And we selected for all the visitors some of the best chefs in Brussels.
And so how many chefs are there?
There are this year a lot, so there are not only chefs, but also craftsmen. So chefs and craftsmen, I think there are 65 and maybe a bit more. And these are all chefs and craftsmen that have their own establishment in Brussels and who represent a certain new wind that is blowing through the gastronomic scene in Brussels.
And so these craftspeople, what are they making?
Well, there are cheesemakers, there are what we call pâtissiers, and of course there are also brewers, because for the first year we have a collaboration with the Brussels Beer Fest, which is a renowned festival of craft beer, and so we'll have a stand permanently during the 4 days of the Eat Festival devoted to local beer.
Any chocolatier?
And of course, I almost forgot the chocolatier. So yes, there's a very wide selection because Brussels, you know, Brussels is the most cosmopolitan city in Europe. And that is, I think, reflected through our selection. Brussels has a very long culinary tradition as well. That explains why there are so many craftsmen and chefs at this festival. And yeah, we also wanted to reflect that sort of new wind that blows throughout the gastronomic scene in Brussels.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.